Hi, it's Coach Pamela here, and I am so thrilled to welcome you to this class, How to Pitch Yourself for Reinvention, where I am going to give you the exact steps to frame your pitch so that you can open up doors of opportunity, whether you want to go for a new job in a different industry, whether you want to move departments within your same company and do something different there, whether you want to start your own business and or you are looking for clients, or if you are out networking. These same pitch techniques can be used in all of those situations, and this is a key piece of your reinvention strategy, because without this piece, you're not going to get very far. Those doors are not going to open for you, and you can't uncover opportunities and create opportunities if you can't effectively pitch yourself. So there are three parts to this. We're going to dive right into this mini masterclass, and the first piece of this is to think about your orientation. Now, by orientation, I mean, are you thinking about yourself, or are you thinking about the company or the person that you're looking to pitch? Now, you're probably sitting there saying, oh, Pamela, of course I'm thinking about them. But this is a very insidious one that a lot of reinventors make the mistake of thinking that they're thinking about the other person, but really they're thinking about themselves. Now, what does this look like? Okay, you hear about this opportunity, you see this job posting, and you think, I am great for this. I am perfect for this. I know I have all the skills. I can do this. So I just need to tell them just how great I am, how awesome I am, and then they're going to know and they're going to want to hire me. So if you're thinking about how do I best present myself, you are thinking about yourself. You are having an orientation to yourself instead of an orientation to them. What does an orientation to them look like? It looks like thinking about what are their problems? What are their pain points? What are the goals that they're looking to accomplish? And from those things, how can you contribute to solving those problems, to relieving those pain points, to helping them reach those goals? So your thought when you are oriented towards them is to think about what is it that they're looking to do, and then how can I contribute to that? So your first thought is them, pain points, problems, or goals. And then once you've identified them, then you can look at how you can help them alleviate the pain or solve the problem or reach the goal. Okay, so that's then. Now you're thinking about them and you're thinking, all right, I see that they've got some goals. I see that they've got a problem. I see that they're in pain. How do I contribute? How do I tell them about what I can contribute? And so that's point number two. And this has to do with accomplishments. So you've got to actually show them a track record of success. So again, a big mistake that most reinventors make, because they start talking about what they've done in the past. So it's like, oh, I've done this. I've managed people. I've managed a budget. I've installed a new system in our department. But it's not really an accomplishment, okay? Those are the tasks of the job. Accomplishments are how you move the needle. What did you do differently? So if you can say, I reduced mistakes in our department by this new system by 20%, that is an accomplishment. Or my team broke records and we were at 130% of goal. That's an accomplishment. So it's actually the result of the tasks that you're doing, this accomplishment. But then there's another piece of this. It's not just about your accomplishments, but it's about the skills and talents that are used to reach those accomplishments. Because skills and talents are what are transferable, not tasks. This is a key piece to remember for your reinvention. You've got to think about yourself as a constellation of skills and talents, and then that is what allows you to move from industry to industry or to start a new business, because you just take the same skills and talents that you were using in one area and you apply them in a new area. So, example, say you're a lawyer and you've been writing legal briefs, and you're like, now you want to move into editorial, magazine, online, whatever it is. But you're thinking, okay, there's not much call for writing legal briefs unless I'm going to be in the legal department of this publication. So I want to be on the editorial side. So how do I tell them about what I can do? So you got to think about the skills that you use to write legal briefs. So what do you do? Research first, then an analyzing and pulling together all the different pieces into a cogent position, and then writing it in a way that communicates clearly the point. Now, those are skills, those are talents that can be used that are transferable to the editorial industry. So the ability to do research, the ability to assemble an argument in a very, or a point of view in a very clear manner, and the ability to write it in a way that communicates effectively. Those are skills that are transferable. So this is how you would then frame it. So now, okay, we're talking about accomplishments, we're talking about skills, but how do you actually put them out in front of people? So what you need to do is to look at, again, the pain points, what the goals are, what the problems are of your target. And then from there, when you look at that, say what skills are necessary to help them move the needle in the way that they're looking to move the needle. So you've got to pull out those skills. And a lot of times if you're looking at a posting or you hear things, you can tell, they'll tell you the skills. And then you can look at your own accomplishments and say, what skills demonstrate or what accomplishments demonstrate that I have those skills? But you're not done yet. So it's not enough just to say, okay, I can show from this accomplishment that I have these skills. You've got to actually break it down even further. And that's why this is a mini masterclass. I'm throwing lots at you today. Okay, but how you have to talk about your accomplishments are in what is called the PAR framework. Maybe you've heard this before. So P, PAR in the PAR, stands for problem or opportunity, whichever one you want to use. Then A stands for the action that you took to resolve the problem or to pursue the opportunity. And then R stands for result. What happened as a result of that action you took? So P, problem or opportunity, A, action you took, R, result from that. So let's go back to the fact, let's go back to another example where we were talking about the new systems in the department. So the problem is that there were lots of mistakes that were happening and people didn't have a strong system to help them walk through the steps so these errors didn't happen. So this was costing the company money. Then the action that you took is to analyze the workflow and then go and research the systems that could help that workflow so that people could have different checkpoints to make sure that they were covering all their bases. And the result was a 20% reduction in errors, resulting in X amount of dollars saved or X amount of time saved. So that's how you walk through a PAR. Your problem, your opportunity. Opportunity is to have fewer mistakes and to earn more money, to have a better profit margin than the action that you specifically took and the result that came of that. So that's how you talk about it, and then you can highlight the skills that you use to do that. And this is the way that you can then begin to bridge where you are coming from to where you're headed. But there's one more important step to this bridge, and that is number 3. And that is to learn the language of the industry that you're headed to. So this is an important piece because it's the translation piece. The first question that somebody is going to have in this new industry is, well, you know, you're coming from someplace else, so how do I know that you know what we need over here? And if you're not speaking the same language, then they're not going to understand. And this is going to create a sense of unease in them. But if you speak their language, then, you know, it lowers the barriers. Just like going to a foreign country. If you're going to a foreign country and you're not speaking their language, you can't make yourself understood. They can't understand you effectively. But if you start to pull in some words that not doesn't even have to be that you're fluent, but just some words that give them some comfort, now all of a sudden you are being understood and you can order from the menu or you can find the bathroom, whatever it is that you need by translating that. So you have to do the same in reinvention. You have to actually pull out those industry terms and look at how you can weave them in to what you've done. So how do you find the industry terms? You can read blogs. You can read industry publications. You can talk to people who are in the industry. I like to call them natives, people that are there. They can help you pull out some of these terms. But if there are things that you don't understand, that's a really great signal that it's probably an industry-specific term that you need to translate. Now, let me give you a really good example of how different, the same word can mean something different depending upon the industry. Let's take the word traffic, for example. Now, you're probably thinking, traffic, isn't that cars on the street? Well, yeah, if you're an urban planner, that's cars on the street. But if you are in television or radio, traffic means the ads that run in among the programming. So traffic means actually how are you scheduling your programming and scheduling your advertising. And if you are in online, traffic is how much traffic is there to your website, how many unique visitors are visiting your site. So the same word, traffic, in three different industries means three different things. So this shows you the importance of not just assuming that they're going to get you. You've really got to get those words down. So this is a key piece because, again, you want to make the hiring manager, you want to make the person who's going to give you that first job for your new business, you want to make that networking contact understand that you get where you're headed and that they should pass you along. They should move you along in the process. They should continue talking to you because this is the whole goal of a pitch. So these are the three key points. Now you've got them. You can start to craft your pitch. Number one is the orientation. Number two are your accomplishments and talking about the skills and talents that it took to accomplish those things. And number three is learning the language. Thank you so much for listening today, and I wish you the best of luck and much success in your reinvention.